Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from the What's On at Disney Plus podcast. In this video, we're going to be talking all about X-Men Apocalypse. This one has recently been added onto Disney Plus, and we kind of wanted to go back and take a look at it. These normally get picked up by our YouTube channel members and also patrons, who they get early access to these episodes a little bit earlier than everyone else, and they also get to vote and suggest movies for us to watch. Okay, so let's jump into it. So we've got X-Men Apocalypse. So Jeremy, what did you think of this movie?
It's a movie. it's not as bad as I heard when I watched it, but it's not good either. It tries too hard to rely on Jennifer Lawrence's star power, I think, because she barely looks like Mystique in this film. But yeah. She's like, hey, she's an Oscar winner.
Also, keep the costs down. she doesn't want to do the makeup. Probably that I know.
Yeah,
I
think
that
was it. She definitely did not want to do the makeup anymore, but they're just like, yeah, people know who Jennifer Lawrence is. Watch it. Like, but, you know, a lot of the people who come here are not coming for Jennifer Lawrence. They're coming for the character. Yeah. Yes, she did a great job in First Class and Days of Future Past of playing Mystique, and she does a great job still playing the character. It's just, you know, paint her blue.
In this movie here, she could have been played by anybody. There was just nothing in there for her. She could have not even been in the movie. It literally could have been any character could have done that same role. I think the thing is for me, Mystique was always the villain, so I never quite fully gelled with her as it. But I really enjoyed this one. I don't know what it is. I think it's you know, obviously the younger cast doing it, but it's just popcorn. It's just pure fun. There's no, I mean, I know it's all interconnected and all the rest of it, but I was watching this one back and again going, this is actually, I'm really enjoying this one. I like it. And as much as it's not the best. And it kind of like, I thought, no, I kind of like this one. I thought Apocalypse himself, I thought he worked really good. Wasn't too keen on the Four Horsemen because that felt a little bit weak. I don't think they had enough time. It would have been maybe nice if maybe, if Archangel, and I can't even think of the other character, the one with the blade. Psylocke.
Yeah,
it would have been nice if they'd been established in maybe something else, because I think that's always the problem with the X-Men movies, so many characters and not enough time to develop them. So I would have liked a little bit more to do with that there. And just as a whole, I mean, I was having Nightcrawler in there, you know, it's one of my favorite X-Men characters, so it was that one. And then you've got that amazing scene with Quicksilver or Peter Boner. You've got that. You know,
the better version of Quicksilver, by the way.
I mean, I just loved him as his character. And I mean, he didn't really have a huge amount. I mean, he only really was in like two scenes. But for me, I love that whole bit with him. And it is that thing of like, WandaVision, you screwed it up. Why couldn't we have, you could have brought him in for the Multiverse. That would have been, maybe they will do now. But it would have been nice. He's just so cool. He's just so cool as the character.
Yes, X-Men did Quicksilver a lot better than the MCU did. As for Archangel, he actually was established in X-Men The Last Stand, but the less said about that one, the better, because that was far worse than this.
Was it the same kid? Oh, no, they changed the
No, it was not. It was a different actor, because it was a younger version of him, but they did actually establish the character as being around.
I think
they're retconning Last Stand for this one. Honestly, I think they've done a lot of retconning of that one.
Yeah, see, I don't even remember Last Stand. That's how little I've seen that one. That's definitely one, because it's kind of, again, you know, we did Dark Phoenix, and then they, you know, they, I don't know. It's one of those situations of that was one movie I just don't remember seeing too many times. But X-Men Apocalypse, I think, is just a fun, solid. And in some ways, it's a little bit like, are we going to see this kind of thing? You know, like, you know, how are Marvel going to do all this stuff with the X-Men? Are they going to make it too convoluted? Or, you know, how are they going to handle the mutants and stuff? There's so many characters, so many amazing characters. While I was never keen on the X-Men movies going back and rebooting, a soft reboot, but in the past, I think the 80s vibe works well. Again, being an 80s kid, I think that works definitely good for me. So, you know, the music and kind of the looks and stuff, I completely get all of that. I mean, even the jokes about the third movie being bad and, you know, all that kind of things. But, yeah, I really enjoyed this one. This was, again, another movie of just sitting back and watching and going, yeah, this is good. I was like, it's not amazing. We know that. You know, it isn't on the MCU's level. But it's still fun. And I think sometimes it gets a little, people get kind of lose that a bit with these X-Men movies. They kind of, and also at the time, everyone was so like wanted it to be part of the MCU. They didn't like it, anything to do with X-Men. And they kind of was wishing it to fail. Whereas now we can kind of go back, yeah, well, they're in now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Was this before or after Logan, you know?
It was before Logan. Cause Logan was the Logan. Last, cause it was Logan and it was Dark. Yeah. It was. And then it was, Dark Phoenix.
This fell right in between Days of Future Past and Logan.
Yeah,
that hurts this a lot because it does not compare to either one of those. On its own, it's a lot of fun, but if you watch them in release order, it will feel like a drastic dip between those two.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I mean, Logan's just on a different level, isn't it? I think I definitely have to put that one on the list. future. But yeah, I think again, just a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this movie back. Watching it back, I did think it was great. And again, it doesn't always have to be all interconnected and all the rest of it. It's just about offering a bit of fun and a bit of escapism. And I thought they did bring in Apocalypse well. I thought the introduction of him, bringing him in, they build it up? I mean, obviously, if they did it now, I think Marvel would be much better at kind of building up these characters much longer. They'd all have a Disney Plus series of each of the four horsemen before we got to the series. But yeah, so final thoughts. So what if you were to give this the score out of five, what would you give this one?
2.5. It's fine. It's you know, I mean, I like I said, it's not nearly as bad as people who told me about it thought it was. But it's very middle of the road. It's one, you know, like I said, I could put popcorn. You know, sit down, watch it, eat some popcorn, and I won't be upset that I watched it. But this is, you know, it doesn't compare to the first two X-Men, doesn't compare to Logan, doesn't compare to, you know, First Class and Days of Future Past. But at the same time, it's better than The Last Stand. It's better than Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
So it's a middle of the road film.
Yeah. So there we go. So for me, I'd give this one probably a 3.5 out of 5. You know, it's a good, solid, enjoyable movie. I liked it. Turn your brain off when you're watching it. But overall, I thought that was a lot of fun. But let me know what you think of X-Men Apocalypse in the comments below. Get in touch with us. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Remember as well, if you become a patron, you do get early access to these episodes. You also get to contribute and pick them. So there'll be a vote up pretty soon regarding what ones we're going to be watching coming up. And also, you can go check us out over on What's on Disney Plus. You can find this podcast on all the different podcast sections and find us on YouTube. And on that note, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Later. Later.